Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to Cape Cod in Massachusetts, where a group of adventurous do-gooders are cleaning up bodies of water and having fun while doing it. We're talking about the Old Ladies Against Underwater Garbage, OLAUG. I'm not sure if they actually use that as an acronym, but that is their self-given group title, and this group of Cape Codders is in fact made up entirely of older women who kayak and dive through murky water in ponds in Cape Cod to pick up tons and tons of trash. I read about this group in the New York Times, and members of the group need to pass a swim test, wear safety equipment and snorkeling gear, and they all are over the age of 65. And my favorite part, the group is so popular, they actually had to cap their membership so that they didn't grow into an unwieldy garbage-grabbing organization. The group cleans about 20 ponds a year, and they find all sorts of things. When the New York Times was there, they found beer cans, wine bottles, golf balls, car tire, a wooden pallet, and an anchor. The group was founded by Susan Bauer, who is now 86 years old and a retired psychologist. She'd been doing this work on her own, but has since built a team, created a website, and decided on the entry requirements. Now the group has 30 members, and as I said, a wait list. Cape Cod is a beautiful place. I've spent a fair bit of time there, and I think the beaches are definitely a big draw, but there are many hidden little ponds tucked into the woods, and I didn't know it, and from the surface, probably everyone wouldn't know it. They seem to also be a bit of a dumping ground, but the group's work is going viral. A few years ago, the Drew Barrymore show followed them and donated $10,000. In the years since, though, they've only used about $1,000 of that 10, so that should be plenty of funds for a good while. In the New York Times article, they interview Maggie McGaw, a 72-year-old member, and she's quoted as saying, "We are surrounded by so many intractable problems. The water quality issues on Cape Cod are really serious, and the solutions have such a far horizon. This is so tangible and immediate. We show up at the pond and swim, and we bring back a big pile of trash." That has to feel so satisfying. This work is, of course, great for the underwater ecosystems that they're helping out, but members say it's also good for their physical and mental health. Many say they're feeling stronger, braver, and more connected to each other. So cool. And very good news. I've got nothing but respect for the Old Ladies Against Underwater Garbage. Keep it up, and thank you for all of your hard work. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.